whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
For starters, could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, hi, we're Nova Twins, and we're really happy to be here today.
And you had a good trip here. I've seen it's not your first time in Germany and Hamburg, right?
Yeah, we've been here before. We've always played really fun shows in Germany, and it's been fun doing the Lenny Kravitz tour.
Normally, I like to start with an icebreaker question coming from a rock station. For each of you, what is your favorite rock song of all times? And it can be one of your own if you want.
It's got to be Mega City Nines by Horror. Have you heard of Horror? 809909. This is like when we want to get pumped and go on before stage. We played this song in our dressing room for about probably 5 years now, like on every show. And it never fails to do what it needs to do and get us really pumped up.
Yeah. And to add to our second warm-up song, not second, but just another song, is Bite Back by Fever 333. Obviously, they're a different lineup now, but that particular song we always play, like before we go on stage as well. We have a few tunes and some like electronic dubstep ones, but there's certain songs we've played for years just because they're the songs that just get us in the zone for a show.
Great. Thank you for telling me that. You are preparing to launch a new album, Parasites and Butterflies. Can you sum up in a few sentences what the album is about?
God. We never went in there writing a concept album. I think each song had its own space for what we were feeling at the time when we were writing. And then it wasn't until we kind of got halfway through to the end, started writing the album, it started to take its own life of its own. And it was really like, I think it felt like the bridge between chaos and beauty, and really playing on like opposites and like the dark and then the light and then somehow the bit in between. And I guess that's just how we felt.
I think we just couldn't escape that. Was just our reality at the time, like how we felt writing the album was very like chaotic, but then we would have beautiful moments of like release and then it would go into chaos again.
And vulnerability.
Yeah, and vulnerability was a big thing for us to think, you know, sharing your vulnerability isn't a weakness, it's actually a strength.
And do you have example songs? So one song that is especially on the darkness side and one song that is especially on the light side.
It's not released yet, but like Parallel Universe is like definitely like chaotic. Feels like somebody said it feels claustrophobic, but also it has like beautiful moments as well.
Mm. I say also like we've just released like a song single called Soprano, which is like that feels like the light. It's like happy. It's about like women banding together. We always feel like the industry seem to always pit us against one another and compare us for the silliest reasons. And it always feels like sometimes there's only like one space, but we wanted this song to feel like, well, no, hang on a minute. No, we're going to band together. We're stronger together. And that feels light. But then you've got other songs in there like Monsters, the first single, which is quite dark and a little bit more like vulnerable and self-reflective. So it's like, they're two very different feelings, but that's what you get from the album. And at one point it was so dark, we were like, this is too dark now. We need to put some light back in there. So we started writing some, like having a bit more fun and, you know, and writing some happier songs.
You don't want people walking away from the album and walking through darkness and rain and having rain.
Yeah, we need to have balance. It's good to have balance in life.
And I know it's always like asking for parents to pick a favorite child, but is there a song on the album where you think you did something especially special?
For me, Glory was really special. It was like the last song that we did and sounds quite different from other stuff that we've done before. It's a really special song.
For me, probably Hummingbird. I don't know. It's just a meaningful song to us and I love the way we kind of put it together. It's very kind of like lots of intricacies and like in unusual sounds and the way the song builds and that, yeah.
In general, you have a very special and unique sound, regardless. But on this album specifically, did you try something new, added something into the sound, experimented?
Yeah, I think we both like experimented to how we could stretch ourselves in different ways and experiment with different pedals and experimenting with our vocals in different ways. We always try to like evolve and grow and not try and stick in the same kind of box of what we've done before. And that was really fun to try and like find different sounds and ways to express ourselves as well.
I'm curious anyway, how did your sound from the beginning of your band to now evolve, because you're mixing three or four genres and have effect machines galore. How did this develop?
It's funny, I feel like we've come like kind of full circle, and I think it was just a natural evolution of the experience we've had, the stuff that we see, the stuff that we write about, the stuff that we want to feel when we're playing to live audiences. So, you know, like the first album, we had our whole like life to write it, but we loved that album a lot. And then I think after that, we kind of felt like we went a bit more heavier, and it, you know, sonically the sound changed a bit more. And we love Supernova for that kind of triumph, strength, and that kind of attacking sound. And I feel like this new album has a mixture of both of those stuff. Like you hear songs like Soprano that maybe slightly different, could have been on album one in a different way, or like, and then Monsters feels like a more like Supernova, but an evolution of that as well. So I feel like, I don't know, it just comes with experience. We don't ever think about it. And so when people ask us, we're always like, how do we explain this? Because it just happens naturally most of the time. But I feel like we've come full circle, really, and we're really excited about this album.
So creating music and creating an album for you is just instinctive jamming process? You're just in the studio trying and see what sticks?
Yeah. And also I feel like, from our first album, we were playing like more punk shows and smaller venues, but as we've kind of grown and played like bigger festivals and things, that's inspired our way of like writing. We want to like write it, and we can imagine it through like a big PA, and we want to hear everybody singing back this chorus, or we want this drop to drop like this, and we can just picture how we want to feel like playing the songs in these places as well.
That's an ideal transition, so thank you for that, because you're on tour with Lenny Kravitz right now. How did this come to pass? Did you ask him? Did he come to you?
I think he's been actually following us on Instagram for like a few years. So I think, I don't know, he must have reached out to our team and invited us on, which was really cool. We always see him like watching our stories and stuff like that.
And how's it working with Lenny Kravitz on the tour?
We haven't really, we've only said a quick little hello. So we haven't actually spoke properly yet, but he seems really nice. Gave us a shout out on stage.
So you are just working beside each other for the moment?
Yeah, we had a little hello, but obviously he's Lenny Kravitz, he's busy, he's got places to be. So like.
And after your album releases, is there a solo tour planned for you?
Yes, and we are coming to Germany. So so we have a tour in September, October, and it kicks off in Europe, then we end back in UK, and yeah, we're super excited for it.
Besides that, is there anything for your band's future that you can tease or give our listeners a little curious tidbit?
More new music.
We're doing some German festivals, but they haven't been announced yet. But we're doing some German festivals. We'll be back in summer.
Okay, this is indeed a fun tease, because a festival concert is always something special, especially in the summer outdoors.
We love a festival. We just love it.
Are there any fun festival stories from your concerts that you can share?
I don't know. When we played Glastonbury last, we played the other stage at Glastonbury. And we had to fly to Athens like quite soon after, but we were begging our crew to stay a bit longer because Glastonbury, like, you know, is so hard to get to play there. But then Elton John like called us to his dressing room. So we was about to leave and they were like, Elton's calling you to meet you at the dressing room. We were like, no way.
Well, we didn't believe it.
Yeah, a car came. We were like, that's not for us. Like, honestly.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, of course it's not for us.
Like, no, it's not for us.
Yeah, we were like, no, send it back. And they were like, no, it is for you guys. And we were like, oh my God. And then he was just super lovely and met us like 20 minutes before his headline at Glastonbury. And our minds were blown and we were just like in awe, and he was incredible. And then, yeah, we didn't sleep, watched as much of his set as possible, then flew to Athens, did the show, probably didn't sleep for about 3 days because we were traveling doing all this, but it was the most euphoric, like, best moment ever.
Okay, that's really fun. Tour life in general, how is it treating you?
It definitely has this, like, peaks and troughs. Like, we're a touring band. Like, we really love being on the road. Like, we love our crew. We have so much fun on the road. But it obviously, like, the kind of motion of, like, traveling a lot and then kind of holding that anticipation and then doing this like high energetic hour set and then suddenly coming down again from that. So you have a lot of those weird peaks and troughs, like with your, I guess, mental health. So you have to do things to like balance it out a lot and to find your center on tour. But I think the thing that we're really lucky is that we have really great people around us. It's a nice family unit that keeps us quite grounded, and you know, everyone's really respectful of each other, and I think that's the best you can do. So you're prepared for any situation.
Do you get time at home, or are you just one continuously concert after concert trip?
I think it depends. I remember when we did the Supernova album, we wasn't really home that much. Just kind of depends what the schedule's saying that year. I think we get a bit of time at home this year, which isn't.
But when the album's released, that's when it starts to be, that part of the campaign gets really like busy. And this summer it's going to be really busy. So we've just released like our second single, and it's obviously coming out of winter to spring. So I feel like summer's going to kick off again, where we probably won't be home that much.
I always ask because I one time talked with the band and they said something just nonchalantly. So after 3 years, it would be nice to come home sometime again. I said, what?
Yeah, because you only come home for like 2 days and you normally just do your clothes washing and then you're back around, repack the suitcase, and then you don't really get to see anyone, or
it's off again. Is there anything you would like to achieve as a band? A festival you would like to play, a venue, a corner of the world you haven't visited before?
It would be amazing to do like Mexico and Brazil.
Maybe some like more of Asia would be really cool. We haven't done much of that. And also I think we just want to like keep going, you know. The industry's a tough place to exist for a lot of us, you know, and I think just if you can stay on the road, you're kind of winning, you know. We want to be able to keep doing this and have a really long career with it, and I think that's always going to be the goal for us, and to stay connected with all our fans and stuff. So yeah,
thank you very much for all your answers.
Thank you.
Whole lot of talk, the interviews that rock. Subscribe to our channel for more rocking podcasts.